When I was growing up, my parents taught me a lot of lessons. Things like treat others the way you want to be treated. Early to bed, early to rise. And finally, if a man offers you a boob shot and no man takes it, maybe you shouldn't do it. Guys, the Bar Rescue After Show starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bar Rescue After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. As you could hear from my rousing cold open, it was a doozy of an episode, Kev.
We're back, baby. We got wackadoodles. We got drunks. This was out. Effin' standing.
Out effin' standing. I couldn't agree more, guys. As of course, that's the voice of Captain Kevin Undergaro here. You guys know Kevin from many podcasts, and of course, as the CEO and founder of AfterBuzz TV.
And you guys all know, or you should know, that I suck drinks like I suck.
D-I-C-K. How? Keeping it clean.
I couldn't stop laughing the first 9 minutes, the first commercial break. I just... Anyway, I don't know.
They don't make TV like this. And let me quickly introduce myself, guys. My name is Jeff Graham. I am a reality TV whore, just like Kevin. This episode was unbelievable. I loved every second of it. We're going to be talking about the episode, of course, guys. But don't forget, we also have our Taffer takeaways. And we have some Bar Rescue updates. I can't wait to see where we are with Madame Dahlia's bar. But, Kevin, I have to ask, what are your overall thoughts with this wild episode?
I mean, okay. I think there probably needs to be a balance. We've talked about this before, where we have on Bar Rescue, we're going to have our, you know, our nice happy endings. We're going to have our wackadoodles, and we're going to have our assholes. So these were like, they were more wackadoodle,
yes.
A little bit of asshole in there with some of the staff, which, you know, and with the owner.
Right.
But I don't know. See, I guess if I could have a wackadoodle week, I'd be happy, but maybe it needs a balance. I ask, you're a better person to ask for this.
Kevin, I loved every single second
of
this
episode. So could you have this every week and be okay?
I think I could, because the thing was, as much
it
as...
It was awesome! Because the wackadoodles are amazing! That's why!
Well, we talk sometimes, Kevin, about how with frustrating personalities, it's really hard to deal with until you get to a certain point, and then you just love everything about them. I loved every one of these people.
That's what I mean. You like, just hit that point of, like, it's the ridiculous point of no return.
For sure. And the crowd did, too. There was a moment, we'll get to it later, but as a sneak preview, the owner, Dahlia, went across the street to get change. Instead, she came back with the Slurpee. And John Taffer,
awesome!
he wanted to call her out in front of the whole crowd, but everyone just applauded. Because they were just like we were, because none of us have the balls to go buy a Slurpee during our work shift.
And
but
by the
Dahlia
way,
does.
And... What about, can you give it up for the editing, the montage of her waddling through different parking lots? You know, that girl hasn't run in probably 25 years. And, you know, and I thought the editing was superb.
Everything about this episode was superb. I couldn't believe, like, normally when John yells, they either get upset or they fight back, but... When John was like, you think a man wants to take a boob shot? She goes, I don't know, do you? And she offers him up for him.
Yeah.
I've never seen a comeback like that. Love Dahlia.
Well, some of his lines, too.
Unbelievable.
Was a little 20th century.
I was a little
shocked. I got a little nervous. Yeah. For John.
I know, because you think.
Because in, you know, the world we grew up in, it's like, or even 2 years ago in Bar Rescue, like, that's the tough love they need. Today with the snowflakes, you can't say anything, but what did he say? He's like something. I actually texted this to John.
I've got some of these.
It was your tits?
I'll put money in your wallet if you keep your tits in your shirt. I'll save your ass, but I won't save your tits. They're long gone.
Yes.
And then, wait, what was the best one? Oh, where is it? How's the whole boob thing working out?
That was my favorite. It's like, I will save your ass, but not your tits. Because they're long gone.
Yeah. Well, the other one that was so good was...
Those are long gone.
Your business is like your boobs. It's sagging.
Yeah, I mean...
It was a huge... Her chest was a huge focal point of this episode. It's crazy.
And her two daughters, meaning like the biological daughter.
And Melissa.
And Melissa, who's like the daughter.
I need quick thoughts on Melissa, Kevin, because she was a wild card.
I mean... Again, just, I'm speechless.
Speechless.
It's just, you know, it's a lot of these bars, these people, and suffer from addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are people that are being overserved by themselves, these owners. You know, and I've said that to John. He doesn't really have a percentage for me, but I feel like 70 or 80% of bar owners have some form of alcohol addiction.
Right.
In their lives. And maybe even it's 100%, but maybe like 20% of them have it under control. Mm-hmm. It just seems like that. So then when you're dealing with people that are addicts, this is what you're dealing with. You're dealing with all the dysfunction, the narcissism, all of that. Mm. So with Melissa, you know, I clearly think that was somebody who was drinking around the clock. And then, you know, one of those people who, you know, probably in that world, she's like, she's an 11, you know, and I don't know, she's probably used to getting her way a lot.
Yes.
So as far as what I think of her for TV, love her. Mm-hmm. And also love her getting fired because that's the right thing. Personal life, having someone around like that, not so much.
You call them vampires.
Yes.
She's definitely got a vampiric energy, Kevin.
Yes. I mean, you think of the partner that someone like that dates, like what they're dealing with. Mm. But you know, in truth, we've seen worse. We've seen worse on this show.
We have.
Yeah. We've seen more mean. She just was a total narcissist, but she wasn't as mean.
Right.
You know, we've seen, and I wish I had their past episodes I could reference, of like the bartenders that they were the same thing. They were females. They were drunks. They were used to being the center of attention, but they were also mean.
Yeah.
And this girl wasn't mean because you could tell by how she left.
And she said, Dahlia said some really interesting things about Melissa. Namely, I know she's not great, but she's very complicated, is what Dahlia said.
Well, I think because they're a lot alike, and it was all good for them until it wasn't. Meaning, they were very similar. You know, it's almost like you're both running 100 miles an hour, and it's all good, and then all of a sudden one stops, and one gets off the ride and goes, no, that's it. And the other one's like, wait a second, what? And that's kind of what happened.
Right.
Is Dahlia got off the ride, and Melissa was like, well, wait a second, what do you mean? We're Thelma and Louise. We're the drunk mom and daughter. Like, but it was interesting that their dysfunctional relationship, because Melissa was making fun of her, but then she also, I don't know if you noticed, she was also trying to get her to not mess up with Taffer.
Yeah, she was trying to, she had her back.
Yes, and so that's what I mean. Like, and I think that's why it was hard for Dahlia to let her go, whereas in the past we've seen other owners ruled by the help that doesn't really care.
Right.
I think this girl really did care about her. I think she did. And you know, just not strong enough. I don't see. I was thinking like what I would do. I'd be like, listen, I'm going to have to slow it down. You got to slow it down too. We got to do this together.
Right.
But people in that, you know, Dahlia never did that, but she's not of sound mind. It was enough for her to pull herself together.
It was wild. And of course, the other character we haven't talked about yet, which complicates everything, is Dahlia's biological daughter, Crystal.
Which is classic usually for, I mean, again, I'm not saying she's an alcoholic, but classic is you either get a kid who's an alcoholic or you get a kid who acts like the mom.
Parents, yeah. Crystal had to parent Dahlia, and it was a little tragic, you know? And the show luckily kept it light, but when you think about the psychology of that relationship day to day, it was tough.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wild stuff. Well, let's talk about, we get a picture of this bar, of course. It's primarily the Bermuda Triangle of Dahlia, Crystal, and Melissa.
Country Nights.
Country Nights in San Antonio, Texas.
With half a sign.
With half a sign. So it's really just Y Nights.
Yeah.
And a little bit more about Dahlia. Of course, we've been talking about her, but she's the owner. Clearly believes that her proudest asset is her chest, and it's a kind of part of her business. A lot of chest shots happening. She talks about the fact that she acquired the bar from her millionaire ex-boyfriend, and they had a love-hate relationship. She loved him, but he hated her.
Oh, my God.
It's dark, kind of dark stuff.
So dark.
What do you think about it?
So dark.
Interestingly, though, this bar is actually cohabitated with a barbecue joint. So
they rent out, which is smart business. Yes. So she's getting solid money. And what we see in a lot of these places is they don't have the ability to control. It's one thing to manage a bar, but when they have to manage a kitchen too, these guys always fall apart. So I like the idea that that's being rented out. You take a sum of money every day and you're good.
Yeah. And of course, because it's barbecue and because we need a real firm hand at the bar, we bring in the two masters, Mia Mastriani and Kevin Bledsoe, who of course are A-listers.
Which I love. So yes. Kevin is unbelievable he always comes in for the barbecue. Mm-hmm. And Mia, of course, runs the Holy Trinity.
Right.
Of bar rescue, experts, Phil Wills, Lisa Marie Joyce, and Mia.
And Mia.
And Mia is a queen of them all. And so I was like, and I always love when they bring Mia in, who's mm-hmm. so second grade teacher. She's so school teacher, yeah. like straight and serious.
Put together.
And I love when they put her with the shit show.
I know.
I love it. I love when she gets with the shit show females. So much fun.
The thing I like about it is you could see Mia wanting these women. She knows what it's like to be a classy woman and earn respect because of class. So she was on these women's team. She wanted to see them reach their potential. Almost, I took it as from the perspective of, I know it's tough enough to be a woman in this business, in bartending. So it's your job to be completely above board, completely perfect. And she wanted to see that.
She does. No, we know a person. She's done shows here with us. Yeah. She's a friend of mine. And yeah, that's her personality. It's good that you picked that up. Yeah, no, she's not just this taskmaster. She is a true mixologist. She has such passion for it.
Mm.
And she does root for other women.
Yeah.
And I've seen her turn other women around, as Lisa Marie Joyce, both of them mm-hmm. have turned women around on this show. And I've also seen them have to put their hands up in the air and go, okay, there's no hope.
Can't do it.
But I loved, give credit to the editors and the executive producer, because I love how much banter was going on with her and John mm-hmm. in the car.
Yeah.
During the recon, and we cut back to Mia's reactions. And you know, John and Mia know each other so long now. That there's a chemistry there too.
Yeah, you can tell.
It was fun. So it was fun. Dahlia is the biggest slut I know. I mean, was this? I'm telling you. Okay, it's like in Bar Rescue, superlatives could be one of the funniest ones.
Insanity. Well, the moment to me that was crazy was when they go, Melissa has a bit of a temper. We see her pick up a vodka bottle.
Yes.
Chuck it on the ground.
Yep.
Then grab a beer bottle and chuck it at someone's head.
And hit the wall.
And it skimmed her hair.
Yeah.
It was...
And by the way, I rewound it. Yes, I did too. And I wish we could go frame to frame because some of the usual suspects were in the bar. What was with all the middle-aged women in shades?
It's just that maybe it's like a book club, but they wear sunglasses and go drink.
Yeah.
Molly has book club tonight, you guys.
And by 9:30... Everyone shit-faced.
Oh, I gotta say, Kev, we'll get to it, but I want to talk about it a little bit now. This is almost the thing where I'm like, obviously this bar needs help, but does it? Because I would go to this bar every night if I knew there were $5 boob shots and beer cans. Like, Dahlia is very fun.
Okay.
She's fun AF.
So, I've been done 4 or 5 bar rescues that I'm very proud of. And, I've never seen producers coach them or whatever. They're just running cameras, and I'll see the producers whispering as they're watching all the cameras, saying, this one's this way, watch over there. But I feel like they encourage them to have a good time and be, you know, like that one, you know, like, in other words, whatever you guys are doing every day, we need you to do it.
Amp it up.
Amp it up. We need you to, like, go times two. Because, you know, but whatever. But going back to it, even... Then Melissa got on the bar to get her. Look how good my tits look on the bar, lying flat. And then she told, I love how she's, this isn't where this before, she told Daya she had orangutan tits.
Orangutan tits. Insanity. Well, even before this, it was about the $5 shot. This was unbelievable. This was some of the best TV I've ever seen. Kevin, I don't have a Halloween costume yet. Are we going to go as Dahlia and Melissa? To Halloween this year. It's a deep cut, but...
No, because I don't want to be Dahlia.
I'll take Dahlia if you really want to be Melissa, Kev.
Oh, my God.
People can take boob shots all night.
I was thinking, we've always said we wanted to do a bar rescue tour.
I love it. Where you go hop, you bar hop.
You bar hop to these places.
You know what? Paramount Network should produce that, and we can partner with them.
You know,
and where are they now?
Actually, well, they do Back to the Bar.
But a tour.
But you know what? Maybe I'll propose that to John.
Why
can't he do that? Like, for the next Back to the Bar, they just do cutaways of us doing road trips.
I'm in.
Like, to just, yeah, why not?
You know I'm in for that, Kev.
And literally go in undercover.
Yeah.
Not like, okay, you know, give them any warning.
Let's see. We can make it happen.
Anyway, I know we'll get to this update in Bar Rescue Updates. But, okay, so... John's argument with her, it was great because he usually doesn't argue with drunks.
Right.
But he went back and forth with her. And the minute he left, it was like a little kid. He's like, all right, now you guys are going to get your shit together, or I'm not going to fix your bar. He goes in the car.
And the funny thing was, she was never super upset. She was just adamant that the boobs were it. You know, like John would throw out a, you can't keep doing this. And she's like, how do you know you haven't tried it?
I think she was, here's the thing. The defense mechanism comes in where you know you're such a failure. So then you just go to try to be funny, be a clown, right? And then when it got real, she was like, John Taffer, J-O-N-T-F-F. I think that was like her way of being like, I am sober.
Yeah.
Plus she's yelling. So that's her way to have pride. Like she's not backing down to him, whatever.
Right.
But at the same time, and I know, you know, it's funny. John doesn't go into those places wanting to walk out. He's walked out on maybe less. I think he's walked out on 3.
Right.
So far.
Well, he loved Dahlia. You could tell by the end. If ever he wanted to champion a bar owner, he really
Because he knew she had a heart.
Yeah.
She just, listen, when you drink, you stunt your growth. So a lot of drunks you deal with, they're just like 7-year-olds.
Right.
Or 13. You know, because, yeah, you do. It's proven. You just stop growing.
Right.
So I think he just knew she was a little kid that was hurt, but with a good heart.
Well, the one expression that I thought, is this even too far for JT, was if your chest is more important than your wallet, you have no reason to live.
Oof.
That felt pretty extreme.
He really...
He went in.
I think in another 2 years, Paramount's going to be having to sit down with him. Just to somebody... Well, I'm just saying the climate we live in.
Right.
Imagine if you said that to a millennial. You know, like this girl took a pretty good beating.
She did take a pretty good beating.
But it was right... Listen, but John's not there to hurt anybody. He's trying to shake you out of yourself.
Right.
That's what that's about. Like the stress test. The stress test is pretty much designed for you to fail.
Yeah.
It's not for you to like over succeed.
Right.
It's for you to fail and for you to see the mistakes you're making, but then it's also kind of to break you.
Mm-hmm. Like it's like boot camp.
That's right. And then to rebuild you.
Absolutely.
And if you didn't have such a fail going on, you wouldn't need to be broken.
Right.
So with John, we laugh at some of these lines, but I think he knew she was so drunk that he had to shake her.
Yeah. And you know what, to his credit, he did the next morning. And what I like about John is I feel like the harder he goes with them that night, the gentler he is the next morning.
I think the harder he goes with them, period, the whole show, the more he roots for them.
Yep. And the next morning he came in and he was pretty sweet. And he said, he looked at Dahlia and said, how much of last night do you remember? You know, and he...
Well, I will tell you, he usually he pulls his punches when he likes the person deep down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, when he knows they're really hurting.
Absolutely. Well, of course, then we bring in Mia and Kevin.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, by the way.
No,
he comes
fine.
In the next day and he's nice.
Yeah,
I know
he's
for
nice
that.
And...
Right, it's almost like the first sit down.
Absolutely. It's like the first sit down. He's great to everyone. And what I love is then he, of course, brings Kevin and Mia in. And this is kind of what I love about Melissa. Mia goes, how's everyone feeling this morning? And Melissa goes, I'm really hungover. She just knows.
Yeah, no, because she's probably not heard no a lot in
right,
her life.
There's not a sense of
no.
Hide it. She's just so straight, point blank.
Yeah.
So Mia decides that their first drink is going to be this Texas tea. Really simple. I like that she has these tall ice cubes. I haven't seen that on the show.
I've never seen that either. I usually like them when they do the round balls.
Yeah.
But like that was really cool.
The thing I don't get is, how do you pre-prep those?
Well, I remember with the round balls, we had Mia had explained even on one of our Bar Rescue episodes.
Yeah.
But it's got to be not just a setting, it's got to be a mold.
Yeah, I would just think to mold all of those ice cubes, would that be the best expenditure of your resources?
It's one of the things I always question.
Yeah.
It's good for TV to see a really good-looking drink, but I always, when I see these and I'm like, okay, this group is... They're not very strong.
Right.
The owner's not a type A. So really, we've got to lower the bar as much as we can to accommodate them.
The drink itself was easy. It was primary. It kind of felt like a Long Island.
It did. But again, for the prep work or whatever that's involved in making a fancy ice cube, I love it. But again, when you don't have a team that can do that, it's just one. You've just created one more problem.
Well, it's probably good for the stress test, though, because like you said,
they
amp it up a little bit. Love seeing Kevin Bledsoe. The thing I love about Kevin Bledsoe is no matter what kind of clowns he's working with, he's best friends with them instantly. He walks in there, he goes, "All right, D, we're making tacos."
Yeah, yeah.
He's already calling Dahlia D. He's fist bumping
that's right,
everyone.
Right. Yeah, no, he comes from a good place. He knows when to be tough though too.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
You're right.
No, he's one of my favorites, definitely in the kitchen.
He's definitely just a food first. And you know, every time I see Kevin's cooking especially,
oh, forget it.
Just looks so good.
So good.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump into the TV and try that
pork.
But we're doing smoked, I guess, barbecue pork tacos, right? Or was it beef? It was cow. It was beef, right?
Yeah, beef.
Yeah, it was pork butt. Or no, it was, either way, it was barbecue tacos that looked really good.
It looked like beef.
I think it was beef, yeah. Really, really good. And what's smart, again, with the great thing about barbecue, like John brings up, is it's fast.
Right.
You smoke it, you tear it.
And you can smoke it all day.
Yeah.
You can keep it there, you know, and so the more you smoke it, as long as you keep it moist, the more flavorful it can be.
The better.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Time for the stress test. The thing I love is John walks in and they might not be ready to go financially, but Dahlia's got her shades on, her hair made up.
Again, back to the shades, which I love. And then also, no, they didn't clean up.
No.
Remember John was like, get this place clean. And Mia said the same thing. None of them cleaned.
Nope.
And they didn't even get changed. There's no bank.
Right. They just...
Which is awesome, which we love.
Kind of awesome.
Right.
And I feel like even the bar patrons knew going in, they're like, all right, we're going to the circus. Nothing's going to be good. Like, sometimes you see the patrons get upset, but these were Country Night regulars who come not for good service, but to see the show.
See the shit show.
They wanted to see the shit show. The food was actually coming out okay. It was the drinks they couldn't keep up with. And I think it was because they were still too hungover from the night before.
Probably.
Melissa's brain wasn't on.
And I think a lot of these people aren't real bartenders. They just get by on their looks.
Yeah. Their personality.
Their personality. Fun. Yeah. And it's like, you know, so I don't think they're real bartenders. And they're not used to dealing with volume.
Right.
You know, the stress tests have volume. 90% of these bars don't have any volume.
Right. It's slow.
It's a slow thing.
Slow and steady.
Just little drinks here, little drinks there.
Yeah.
That's why it's fun when you find the people that can take the volume on. It's like, oh, wow, that's a real bartender.
Right.
This was not the case.
Nope. And the big issue is, of course, they weren't prepared with change financially. So John slips one of the girls a $100 bill.
To break the bank.
Break the bank with this. She gets her change, but then immediately it bleeds them dry. Dolly is trying to get cash. So she sets out on a mission. She's charging through the parking lots, trying to find a drugstore.
I love the charge in the parking
lot. Yes, so
good. As I said, are you with me that there's probably not been a lot of running?
I have to agree. I'm not sure this fitness is a priority for Dahlia.
No.
But
and back with the Slurpee.
She comes back with the
so
Slurpee.
So awesome.
Such a great move. I loved it.
And by the way, Melissa was like, what are you crazy? Like, Melissa was actually, in those moments, she was good. Like, come on.
Team Dahlia.
We need to get this place fixed. But... and she took a really good beating from Mia and didn't. Usually that's when that personality type snaps.
Yeah.
Because they're so used to being treated like a star that they're like, F you, I'm out of here. And she put up with that. She made it even through that. The part that gets revealing, and you know, they mentioned she's a single mom, I think, and the daughter's a single mom.
Melissa was too.
Yes. And I think what got revealing is like, well, I want my money. Remember, it was like she wanted her pay. Yeah. And those bartenders were making $200-$300 in cash a night when the bar wasn't making any money.
Right.
And that's what John was like, you're stealing. You know, they weren't stealing. They put in their hand in the register stealing. But when you give them away tons of drinks and then you get really heavy tips, and I've been there.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. When I bartended, I've been there. Like, cook up everybody. Yeah, drinks, drinks, drinks. Then you get the big tip.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes I didn't really do it for the tip, to be honest. I just did it because I wanted to be popular, which is awesome.
Hey, it's amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But no, I that one she still wanted her money. It's like, well, come on, you know, we didn't really make anything. But then again, she's a single mom, so I don't know. The kicker was she took her money, get peace, I'm out, and didn't stay clean.
Yeah.
But again, maybe is there a babysitter or not? I mean, but she might have said that.
She's
though.
A complicated character, that Melissa.
Well, that's what we were told.
Right.
But okay, let me ask you, do you think she should have been fired?
Oof.
Because I know we go to the next day, and she's having her drink.
Yeah, let's talk about, I mean, this is where I am in the rundown. So, Melissa, They bring her in after the second training. Real quick, I just want to hit the second training.
Right.
I don't know if I want barbecue sauce in my cocktail, but I don't know how you feel.
No, I don't. Again, keep it simple. Right. And these are like hillbillies. Right. Like, no.
I wasn't here for the barbecue sauce cocktail.
In a perfect world,
right.
John's hired. He gets his hundreds of thousands of dollars in consulting fees. Yeah, and Nick, we're building this amazing bar that right. someday, like we're building a Wahlburgers, and someday we're hoping we're going to franchise it.
Right.
But, or we want to be the local place in this 20-mile radius. But again, realistically going in, who are my players?
Mm-hmm.
What cards do I have in my deck? And knowing that, no, I'm not going with barbecue sauce.
Not for me. So John urges Dahlia to fire Melissa. He says that Melissa is one of the most selfish employees he's ever worked with on this show.
Which I love when he goes into the superlatives.
Yeah.
Because that
one of the most selfish.
Take that to the bank.
Yeah.
It was intense. I think he said the most, not even one of.
Yeah.
Which I was like, ooh. So I love that. I love when we get like, it's good after however many years of doing this when we get our like, you're the most selfish.
I am interested to hear your take on this, Kev. But to answer your question, I think she should have gotten fired. Not necessarily because she totally deserved to get fired, but because ultimately everyone will be better off. We talk about toxic relationships, very millennial yeah. buzzword. But I do think Dahlia yeah. and Melissa had this inevitably
they're enmeshed.
Toxic.
You yeah. would call it in psychology, they're enmeshed.
Yes.
Like they're just and close in an unhealthy way.
They were both preventing the bar from succeeding.
Yeah.
So one of them had to go, but Dahlia is the owner. It's her bar at the end of the day, and she's cutting out something that's ultimately bad for both of them.
Yeah.
But it was hard.
I agree. I think I based on my experience with employees, you know, it would seem like, yeah, she had to go. Now, could she come back if the system gets up and running and, you know, she comes, you know, and they have a talk afterwards and say, listen, we got to take, because I think it's like, we got to take a break.
That's how I felt too.
Because it's not working. And we're, you know, basically what you said, but I would have said it to her, but we're asking a lot of Dahlia. It was one thing just to fire her, let alone to communicate. But you notice she started negotiating. Remember I told you that, Jeff,
yeah,
from one of our meetings?
Yeah.
You know, Melissa got her into negotiation and John stopped it.
Mm-hmm. Said, nope.
No, no. You either you stick by it or not. Well, at least for now. No, for now. You're fired. You
right.
know, like she was.
He shut it down.
And the girl was in shock because they were really close. But I will say it really bothered me that she didn't. She just did the, I'm going to just do me. And she just got her money and walked out that night and didn't stay there to clean. So to me, that's not dedication.
Yeah.
And we've seen in the past, we've seen the redeemables who have been like, no, I'm all in. I want this. I love my job. I love working here.
Right.
And we've even seen people who hated the owners, but they love the regulars and they love the bar so much that they're going to get in. And the fact that she didn't do that, it's like, no, no. She's never going to be, I mean, she'd have to do work outside of the place to come back and be
right.
the right kind of person. So no. Addition by subtraction.
Absolutely. Well, after firing Melissa, we're at the renovations. So John goes in there.
It looked, you know something? It was a great renovation, mm-hmm. but it looked like there's a lot of work we didn't really see. Because did you see the ceilings were down? And when I was watching John was in there working.
Mm-hmm.
They did a lot of work.
And we didn't actually see it when
they
showed
it. We didn't see it. I mean, yeah. the reveal is, wow, nice bar. But I think they did more work than they let on.
I think so, too.
Like, structure work. If you go back and look at it, pulling down, like I said, the ceiling was down. Some of the walls were down. I'm like, what's going on there?
They really not only enlivened the decor, but they really made it look new. You know, that's a nice feeling when it not only feels like it's been updated with decorations, but it literally feels like it's new, like fresh
right.
paint. You know, it looked really nice.
And I love the, I guess we should talk about the name.
Yes.
And even in editing, I like when they don't go to the commercial break. You know, when they turn around, they go to commercial break.
Yeah.
They turn around and they've done it before, but I like it. I like when they play through.
Me too.
So they play through and you know, I like it. There was really no defense about the name.
Mm-hmm.
He honored her with Madame Dahlia. We'll talk in Bar Rescue updates about that.
Right.
But when they went in, yeah, they all look pretty happy.
It was good. You know, we saw some emotion, and I think it's, of course, when you have someone like Dahlia, the physical renovation of the bar becomes a metaphor for the work that Dahlia herself is doing. I felt like she recognized that this was a fresh start for her as well.
All right, so we should, because I know we're running out of time, Jeff, what do you think? News?
Or? Yeah, let's do some Bar Rescue updates, guys, and we can end with our Taffer takeaways.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, do you have some updates for us, Kev?
As far as Madams, yes. Well, again, John a little old school, mm-hmm. and Dia a little old school. Madam Dia, not a bad name, but maybe to the public, it got known as a brothel. Mm. It made her look, it was a little, maybe looked a little bit...
Cabaret.
Yeah, or, you know, like... She's a madam to a bunch of hookers. I mean, you know, they so plus it makes right. her seem older. So in their messaging, now they call it Dahlias.
Okay.
They also still go by country, what is it called? Country Time Lemonade. What was the name? The original name? I have it up here. Country Nights.
Country Nights.
So they kind of use both. Interesting, we went to the black screen of the epilogue and they said that they didn't know much, she didn't know how much money she was making. I guess in Texas, it's public record what bars make.
Wow.
So, according to that, they've made a few more dollars okay. than they have in the past. Now, as far as reviews go, people like the look of the place, but it's the kind of the same old bar rescue story where the staff is awful.
Mm.
Not really good service. Someone had mentioned, yeah, the owner was giving her a dirty look. Like, who knows? Like, maybe if it was a bunch of good-looking girls went in there and they seemed like outsiders. I don't see Dahlia being very friendly.
Yeah, she loves her
it's
misfit
her world.
Family.
Yes, that's
she
right.
She wants the misfit toys.
Right. And so, listen, she kept the name pretty much. The business is still open. I'm sure it's doing better. It seems like it's doing better. There was also another story in there, but go ahead, comment on that. There was one more.
I should say, I wasn't shocked to learn she didn't know how much the bar was making because when she was asked how much money they lose a month, she goes, sometimes it's $4,000, sometimes it's $6,000.
Well, yeah, usually we see a shot of an office with all these papers everywhere. Right. We didn't see that at all.
We had an envelope dumping out pieces of paper.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
So something interesting came up too. I guess Bar Rescue had called a bunch of bars and this one guy, who they called, this bar owner, got very offended.
Hmm.
He's like, you know I make $2 million a year.
Wow.
Why the hell are you calling me? And, you know, and I guess it's public record for bars in Texas.
Wow.
They have to report what they make. So I could just see some, like, millennial who had the task of, like, I bet you they found a couple of good bars in Texas. And, okay, we're there. Let's knock out a few more. Yeah. And then the lazy millennial just went to a bunch of websites. It was like, hey, you need your bar renovated?
This website looks bad.
Yeah, you know, so yeah. Anyway, I know that came up in the news. And then, I don't know if this is public, but John Taffer and I were going back and forth. And apparently they signed on for another 12 episodes.
Hey-o!
So, yeah. So, and that, I mean, upon another 12 that still need to be shot.
Great.
So, AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Absolutely.
And I did text and go, John, please. I know it kills you, but the wackadoodles make the best TV. I go, this thing will be on the air forever if you just keep finding us, the maniacs, the crazies.
So true. Does he?
He didn't respond. No, he didn't respond because I told you, like, he's, you know, his age. He's just, I know, it's just like, yeah, it's hard. Like, he saw a silver lining in them.
Yes.
So that's why it's okay. But, and I don't want anything bad to happen to John, but, you know, I just... The crazier, the better. Look how excited you were, Jeff.
I got to say, and guys.
And what about next week?
I'm the kind of person who, I haven't even seen the preview for next week.
Oh my God. Oh my, Jeff.
I like to sometimes be surprised. Oh, I'm so excited.
It's a guy. It's the wife bosses him around and all he does is cry. Like, literally,
oh,
he's a grown man, and there's four different shots of him bawling his eyes out. No. And you can see on the wife's face, she's one of these mean, like, very masculine drunks. And you can see John's just like, will you stop crying? Yeah, to next week, it looks like we're good. It looks like we're good next week.
It feeds something in me, Kev. I'm the kind of person I wake up and watch Jeopardy every morning, but if I could watch Bar Rescue every night.
You see, this is what it does.
It's great.
Jeff, I'm so glad now you're doing the show with me to see what I've been living for the last 6 years.
It's a beautiful.
Unbelievable.
It's great TV.
Right?
I've never seen boob philosophies promoted on television before, so props to the show.
And props to orangutan tits.
Orangutan tits. All of it. I do...
yeah. Okay. I think the boots had enough.
I think that's good. Yeah. As we go out, we'll do a Taffer takeaway. So, guys, this has, of course, been the Bar Rescue After Show. I want you to know, if this is your first time tuning in to AfterBuzz TV, guys, we don't only cover reality. As I mentioned, I love my, you know, guilty pleasure TV like this. But we cover, you know, we cover soaps here. We cover prestige TV here. I'm also on the Crashing After Show, which will be airing today at 4 p.m., RIP to that show. They did not get picked up for a fourth season. So.
I know.
Sad to see.
Very sad. And, you know, the numbers were going up.
I know.
So it was like 360,000 people watching, and it went up like another 20 or 30 season, but maybe that's just not enough of them.
I mean, TV, it's crazy now. But,
crazy.
I will be covering the series finale of that show at 4 p.m. today. And guys, what we're saying is that we cover everything here. So if you're the kind of person who, as Kevin says, rocks the high-low, you love your Bar Rescue, but you also love your Breaking Bad, check out our coverage for that. We cover everything. It's all viewable on our website. And to help us most of all, guys, you can subscribe to our YouTube channels. And iTunes is really our bread and butter, guys. So if you want to hop on there and give us those 5 stars, it really helps us. Means a lot to us. We're passionate about TV like you are.
And go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and search Bar Rescue After Show. You'll find us. And
you'll find us.
Definitely could use a 5-star rating.
Absolutely.
And a comment. And then, on YouTube, same thing. And we are on AfterBuzz Reality, correct?
That's right. Yeah,
so, you know, and anything we said that may have offended you or not, or questions, you can leave questions at both those places as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to be back, Jeff. I think St. Paddy's Day with Billions.
Oh, nice.
So I think a lot of Bar Rescue fans like Billions.
Yeah,
it's a very, like, testosterone-heavy show. Yeah.
Billions is great, so check that out. And, guys, if you want to check me out on Twitter, you can do that at Jeffrey C. Graham. Think for a tap or takeaway.
What do you got?
If you've got someone toxic in your life or your business, sometimes you have to do the hard thing and let them go because it's better for both of you.
That's a great takeaway, by the way.
Yeah.
And it's universal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm at Undergaro. And you can check me out on the Billions After Show another week. And then
how about this one?
Every Wednesday night on the Tomorrow Show.
And this is a good takeaway if we need it.
Okay, if your chest is more important than your wallet, then you have no reason to live. Wow. Holla.
Holla at that, guys. We'll see you next week live at 2 p.m. for the Bar Rescue After Show or on our podcast. Thanks, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.